This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
I don't know about you, but this year, it has been difficult to say no to buying myself a bunch of Christmas gifts. But, it's not my fault.
No, I know, I just have to stop for just a split second. This year, normally that sentence is, it's been difficult to not overspend on Christmas gifts for people in my life that I love.
Well,
but you are amazing.
Well, it's not my fault. There's been a lot of great online deals at some of my favorite places, like Target, Hobby Lobby, Bath and Body, this morning, just to name a few. But anyways, it looks like I'm not the only woman that's falling victim.
Okay.
There's a video that's going viral of an Amazon delivery guy who comes up to a house to deliver a package. He goes to ring the doorbell like he always does, but when he looks down, he notices the welcome mat on the porch says, quote, "Hide packages from husband." Okay. Ooh. Quickly thinking, the Amazon guy hides the package he carried up behind a plant that's sitting on the porch.
That's great.
And it's a good thing because right then is when the husband of the house opens the door. But now the Amazon guy has to think quickly of an excuse on why he's even there to begin with. And if it's not to deliver something the wife doesn't want her husband to know she ordered, and here's how it went.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going? Package? No, I don't.
Oh, no, I'm just here to tell you about the
historic
gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oh, what? He is in his delivery, his Amazon delivery suit, and he's like, I'm here to tell you about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Great. I love that he panics and that's what he comes up with. Like the least plausible explanation as you're in your Amazon get up.
Yeah, you could have said so many other things.
Wrong house. Is Merle here? You know, we have a package for Merle.
Right. But I love it. I think it's fantastic. That man needs a raise.
Oh, yeah. I'm here to tell you about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How crazy would it have been if he saved him?
Right?
Really?
I mean, what a wonderful testimony.
And then that husband could never be mad at that wife again for her shopping.
That's right.
So there you go.
We need a little Christmas now.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Eking our way towards Christmas. Woo. It's always fun, the excitement. You can hear the excitement in a young Gavin wondering what he's going to get this year, what Santa's going to bring him.
Little giddy chuckle.
I can't wait for Santa to come.
Oh, man, when I was a kid, it was just the greatest. You know, you just didn't know what you were going to get, and then you were hoping you got that thing that you really, really wanted. Mm-hmm. But that's hard, too, when parents are buying things for you as well. Getting that toy that they know their kids want is challenging.
Exactly. And that's what my parents were facing back in 1987.
When
a young 2-year-old little Betty Rock would sit in front of the TV and she would see those commercials for Snuggles the Bear.
Oh.
So, you know, the fabric softener.
Wait a minute. Your big toy was a fabric softener bear that you wanted?
That's yes.
So great.
The bar was set very, very
awesome.
Low. But surprisingly enough, it was hard to get your hands on one of those bears.
Really?
I wanted one of the bears. And my parents had to hunt high and low for one of those. I mean, they'd take off and go to this store, try this store. But eventually, they did find
it. Did they find
one.
It? Oh,
and
my
I
goodness.
Got my Snuggle Bear.
Do you still have it?
No.
No.
They said that
there's
my reaction.
The lesson.
No, they said my reaction to it was not as thrilled as they wanted it to
really?
Be.
Really? Especially when you go to all those lengths and you jump through those hoops.
If I could talk to 2-year-old me, I would tell her straighten up and fly right. But what do you do?
You were two also.
Yeah.
So I am curious, what are the lengths that you went through to get that toy?
Because I've seen videos of back in the 80s when Cabbage Patch Dolls, there were people
fights.
Oh, yeah, fist fights.
Yeah.
And then Tickle Me Elmo in the 90s, that caused another rift.
Oh, man, I worked at a toy store. I worked at Toys R Us during college. And the amount of parents that yelled at me and told me that I ruined their Christmas because they didn't get the hot toy that was out that year.
Oh, man.
And I was nice about it for a while until the last, like, little bit of Christmas, and some lady went off on me about that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, you're a bad parent. You should have been looking at this. Oh. I said, you should have been trying to buy this, you know, months ago, you know. Yeah, and so yeah, I had enough. So here's the thing, though. What are the lengths that you went to find that must-have toy? Did you go to 10 stores? Did you, shop high and low? Did you overpay? That
yes.
happens, too. So I'm real curious. 855-33-WAY-FM, because things might be hard to get this year, too, because of supply chain issues, and so maybe you're already having problems. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So what are the lengths you've gone to get that special toy for your kid?
It actually was for my husband, not my kids. But it was when the PlayStation 5 came out. We had like 7 computers open trying to get one of them at any of the locations because they were selling out so fast. So we were literally, me and all my kids were refreshing 7 computers at one time trying to get just one PlayStation 5 for him.
Did you get it?
We did. We got it. But we had to get it shipped from Alabama. But we got it.
You're amazing. You're the best wife ever.
Well, once a year I try, you know.
Jenna, did your husband appreciate all the effort you and his kids put into this?
He was at basketball practice when we were doing it, so he had no idea how hard it was, but he was very excited when he opened it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
good.
That's a good gift, honestly. The PlayStation 5s are still hard to get. My wife had said, hey, would you like one this year? And I'm trying to find one. I said, oh, I'm good. I'm still rocking my PlayStation 4. But, like, if it showed up under the tree, I wouldn't complain. In fact, I would probably lose my mind.
Tell her to check the stores in Alabama because that was where our luck was.
There you go. Who knew Santa lived in Alabama? That's great.
Right?
So have you ever searched high and low to get that special toy to get that special gift for one of your kids for Christmas?
Yes, we did. My son, he's a big UT, University of Texas Longhorn fan, and he didn't want a toy. All he wanted for Christmas was a UT letter jacket. And we looked all over our town for one, couldn't find one online, and finally found one in the Dallas area, which was over an hour and a half away. And we had to be there by 6 o'clock to get it.
Oh, like 6 p.m. at night and had to rush over there?
Yeah, we had to rush over there. My husband was like getting home from work, so we made a mad dash through traffic and everything to get to that store to get that letter jacket, and we made it just in time to get that thing for him.
It is so exciting as a parent, like when you're trying to pull off the big surprise for your kid. I always loved it, and it was great. You get there, and you're like, my kid is going to lose their mind when they open this up. And then they open it up, they go, oh, cool, jacket, and they throw it to the side, and they open the next thing, and you're like, no!
Oh, no, he didn't do that. He was very excited. He still has that thing, and he's 28 years old now, but he loves that thing. He wore it forever.
I guess it's something maybe he'll pass down to his kids.
Yes, he's got 2 little girls, and they're both, one of them, she's 3, and she loves UT, and she can say hook 'em horns.
He must be so proud.
I believe so.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it seems like there's an advent calendar for everything today. There's Lego, socks, marble, Keurig. Did you guys grow up, Betty and Gavin, with doing an advent calendar?
I did not.
You did not? Oh, it was amazing. Gavin, you?
Is that the thing where you open it and it's got the chocolates inside?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because remembering the holidays and Jesus' birth is all about chocolate.
That's a good point, though, because we really have trivialized it by, you know, doing Legos and socks and things like that. Like, when I was a kid, we had a one that my mom made, and there weren't prizes involved with it, but each day we would put like a different ornament on this tree that she made, and we would always argue and try to plan out who got to put the last one on, because once again, fighting is what Christmas is all about. We wanted to get back to the roots of what Advent really is, and it's that waiting on and the hope that's found in Jesus, and it's that time where you focus on him during the holidays, and that's why we have our Advent series right now at wayfm.com.
Yeah, and you can join it if you text the word light, L-I-G-H-T, to 91979. That's light to 91979. When you do that, you'll get 5 weekly videos and scripture readings being sent right to your phone. I already joined it just because I want to be a part of it. I know that, Wally, yours is coming out this coming weekend.
I know, and it should be glorious, I hope. But it is. It's just a good way to focus back on the holidays. And don't fear, like, oh, I got to do this right from the beginning. It's set up so that whenever you do it, it will walk you through it. And there's also like some downloadable things for your kids to do as well. So it's definitely worth checking out, and it can start some good conversations about the real meaning of Christmas with your kids right now. And so again, just text the word LIGHT, L-I-G-H-T, to 91979. Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it, and she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online, got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
If this song is Christmas for you and you love Christmas specials, then boy, does Apple TV have a treat for you again this year. They're going to be carrying Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas Special. And I'm sure it is magical.
Oh, goodness. I don't know what happened, but there was a corner that Mariah Carey turned where now she's like the face of Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's everywhere, too, right now.
Like even on McDonald's, like burgers.
Oh, yeah. Some could say overexposed, but... But this song, I just love it when it hits. This year... She's got Khalid on there, and she's going to have Kirk Franklin, which I thought was like, oh, okay, I didn't see that coming.
Well, she's doing a new song with him.
I did not know that.
I think we talked about this either in the aftercast or on Least of These. But
did you tell me?
Yes.
Okay, that's why. I sometimes tune you out. I'm sorry.
Yes, but it's a new one, and we played the audio, and you were like,
Well, they're going to do it live, I guess. So she says, I go out every year for Christmas, darling. I love the holidays. It's just my thing. And she's turned it into a giant business, too. Dolly Parton had a Christmas special, and the classics, the Andy Williams Christmas specials. They do them still, but they used to be these big events, and you'd wait for it all year long, and it'd have all these guest stars, and it was a big deal. And I know they still do some of them, but I haven't seen one in a while personally. Like, musically, I would love to see For King and Country do a Christmas special.
Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, on my trail?
Because their Christmas show is amazing. I was at it in Dallas a few years ago, and it killed. And I think they're going to be in DFW this weekend, too, I believe. And just... amazing. So that would be awesome. Rock, if you could see a Christmas special from anybody, who would you pick?
Does it have to be a musical artist?
No, it does not.
Oh, okay.
Be anybody.
Well, then I would choose Elon Musk. And I know that this is surprising.
That is bizarre.
But because I would hope to be in the audience, because I feel like it would be another situation where it's like, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car.
Tesla.
Maybe it'd be like, you get a spaceship, and you get a spaceship.
Yes, that would be.
Yes,
you know
Christmas!
What? I had not thought of that because I can't. I would even sit through a singing and dancing number with Elon Musk to get a spaceship.
See?
I love the
Makes
way your
sense.
Mind works. uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show. And every week we have Pastor Chad from the Prayer Wall come in. He runs the Prayer Wall, and he's on there praying for people, getting people prayed for. And it's part of our care and prayer ministry. And we have him come in and kind of share what's going on there. If you want to ever pray for somebody or have your prayer request added, you can do it at wayfm.com.
Yeah, this morning we were talking about just the prayer request I wanted to share this morning is very heavy in some sense, but at the same time, like, life happens, and just because it's Christmas, and we were just talking about Mariah Carey and Christmas songs and all those sort of things, they make you happy, but life still happens. And so just recently, Pamela wrote in, and she says this. She said, "I need prayer as I'm battling cancer, and honestly, it is so hard. I lost my apartment, living in my vehicle now, just losing so much and in pain. I'm tired and need healing. I just need ways to help me survive with food and shelter. It's starting to get cold."
Oh, man, that's hard, too, because like all of that is sad all the way up through it, and you hear it just pile on, and then there's that one line at the end, and it's starting to get cold. It's like the fear of what's coming and knowing what's coming for this lady. Like, that's heavy, heavy stuff,
for sure,
man.
Yeah, and so as I read these things and just think through it a little bit, I'm reminded that we need to pray for people, and this one reminded me of that, because I actually called Pamela up, and she said, "I'm just so shocked that you prayed for my request, Pastor Chad." And I said, "Yeah, we pray for your request here at WayFM. I don't pray for them all personally myself, but we have a team of people, and I know at least one person on our team is going to be praying for a request, so that all the requests are being prayed for at least once." And so that just reminded me that when we say we're going to pray for people, do it. You
absolutely
really have to do it.
And absolutely.
I know in my own life that if I know I'm going to forget to pray for someone, which I do know, life is busy.
You're
and
human.
If you're in passing. And so either really pray for them, or I know for me, in the moment, I will pray for them right in that moment and say, "Hey, can I just pray for you right now? Because I know I'll probably forget." So be sincere when you say you're going to pray for someone. But then secondly, not only pray for them, but when you hear of tragic circumstances like this, reach in, ask more questions, and maybe there's an opportunity for you to serve these people. Because I called Pamela up and found out she's actually living in our Colorado market.
Oh, cool.
And so I know. I used to live in Colorado. I know when she says it's starting to get cold, she says she's okay, and she is in December. But I said, but February's coming,
right,
and it's going to get a lot colder. What can we do? And I can't send her a ton of money, but I do know people in Colorado and
right,
other ministries that I could hopefully point her to and help her get some other help. So it's not even me giving money out of my pocket, but how can we serve people by even being of assistance to them? Maybe it's taking them a meal. Maybe it's just writing them a card. But really lean in and try to be that help in those tragic circumstances.
Because when you ask the follow-up question, you know, like, well, what can I do? That's a big question,
yeah,
because this person will usually tell you something, and then you've got to follow through with it, you know? And so being committed to that, going, you know what? This is going to take time. It's going to take effort. Sometimes it takes money. But, boy, it makes a difference in people's life versus the quick throwaway of, oh, I'll pray for you. Hope that works out.
Yeah, good luck.
Have fun. Faith in Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and then you walk on. And so, yeah, that leaning in. It costs you time, you know, but the crazy thing about that when you lean in is it does something for them, but I'm telling you, it changes you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the cool thing about it. And even being on the prayer wall and praying for other people, if you've posted a prayer request, does something for you in that moment. That's why we have it. We love it that it's there for you, and we love Pastor Chad and all the work that he does for the ministry here at WayFM. So if you want to check it out, it's our prayer wall, wayfm.com. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. We have New York Times bestselling author John Acuff. Now, I knew about the New York Times bestselling author. Congratulations. It's kind of like Elf, world's best cup of coffee. But I also found out that you are in the top 100 leadership speakers, according to Inc. magazine. Like, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah. They don't give that to everyone. And you're right. New York Times is common. You've got one, right, Wally? You got a New York Times bestseller.
Guess it's not
under your belt?
Common for everybody.
He has been in two movies, though.
Yeah, now, yeah. How many movies have you been in, Acuff?
Well, like, movies or like Dove Award movies?
No, like, oh, Dove Award movies. Oh, man. Hey, how many leadership speakers are there? Like, if you're in the top 100, like, are there like 101?
There's probably 10 million. They're making them new every day.
No, that's amazing, dude. And your new project is Soundtracks. That's your new book, right?
Yeah, it's about overthinking, which everyone on the planet does.
Absolutely. I am the world's worst, like, test taker because I think they're trying to trick me. And I overthink every little thing when I take a test. What is, like, while I got you here, and you're kind of like my business therapist, what is the secret to not overthinking something?
Well, there's three things I talk about. You retire your broken soundtrack. Soundtrack is a repetitive thought. You replace it with a new one, and you repeat it so often it becomes as automatic as the old one. So it's about figuring out your thought life.
And right there is why he is a New York Times best-selling author and never been in any movies, because he's not as good-looking as me, but he's smarter than me. He is smarter than me. What do you mean, what?
Your face wasn't even shown in that last movie you were in.
Was it a voiceover?
Yes.
Were you a squirrel or something? What was the character?
Oh, man. Okay, now I want to get to something that you and your family do that circles or centers around the song The Christmas Shoes, and I find it absolutely hysterical. And we'll do that in 10 minutes with John Acuff here on The Wally Show. Uplifting way of him, this is The Wally Show, and I am a big fan of John Acuff. He's a writer, he's a speaker, New York Times best-selling author, has a new book, Soundtracks, and love having him on the show. And Betty Rock, you found that John Acuff and his family do something very unique.
Yeah, so I saw a tweet where he put out, "My family has a game we play in December. It's called See Who Can Go the Longest Without Being Exposed to the Song Christmas Shoes."
Okay, now John, why did you start this game with your family? I love it, by the way.
Because we thought of the worst Christmas song ever, and there was only one song on that list, and it's Christmas Shoes.
Amen.
See, you have a friend in Betty on this, but Gavin and I both love the song.
It's so good.
I think you love it ironically, and that's cool because, like, we live in Nashville and everything's ironic, but I think the person that wrote it is like, you know what? Much like the Golden Doodle, it was a mistake.
The person that wrote it is actually the music director at my church.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You're going to get me punched at, like, a local coffee shop because I'm going to have to be honest, but he knows what he did. He knows.
Like, and I get it. Like, I just started off liking it ironically, and I get it. I get theologically it's a mess, and I get all the reasons why people hate it. It's kind of pandering, but there's something still about it that I genuinely like.
No, I don't care about the theology, because if you're arguing theology of Christmas Shoes, you're a boring person. So, like, I don't care about that. Like, I have other things to worry about, like love my neighbor. Once I do that, then I'll have time to care about the theology of Christmas songs. But the problem is, when has that ever worked out that a child has purchased a pair of shoes well for a mom? They're not going to fit. They're going to be terrible. Like, a husband can't buy shoes. You're telling me a kid is going to roll up in a store and be like, I feel like my mom likes to pump. She's more of a low heel kind of person.
A kitten heel.
Yeah, a kitten heel. She likes to keep it classy. We're not sending her to heaven with stilettos. Come on, dude.
Well, here's the thing. I love the fact that you guys and your family, you try to go as long as you can without hearing the Christmas Shoes. How is it going so far for your family? Like, who's in the lead?
It's going great, except the problem is now people are texting me and tagging me in videos. So last year I lost because a friend that I work for, a client, sent me a video and said, hey, can you review this video for us real quick? It was a normal video for 10 seconds, and second 11, Christmas Shoes started. So people are now tricking me into Christmas Shoes, which is the last thing I wanted.
That's so great. You're getting Rickrolled, in essence, you know, with the Christmas Shoes.
My thing is, if you hear it in the car, the best thing you can do is tuck your shoulder when you roll out.
I disagree with you, but I understand where you're coming from. Real quick, John Acuff, before I let you go.
Sir, I want to buy the
shoes. I'm not even listening. I'm not even listening.
You're listening. You're listening. Your daughter just beat you. Your daughter just won this year.
No, not listening.
Came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's Friday, which means we are all crammed into a time machine, hurtling back in time for Flashback Friday, musically hurtling back in time. But you know what? We don't just do this on our own. We need someone to go with us and tell us what to set the time machine to, and today that is Amy. How are you, Amy?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Molly.
It is so great to have you on with us. Have you ever been in a time machine before?
No. wish I was.
Okay, now the secret about being in a time machine is act like you've been in a time machine before. You know, like, just act like you've owned the place. Like, you're supposed to be here. Like, I remember one time I got bumped up to first class. I'd never been in first class before. But I just pictured, like, movies and what I thought people would do in first class. So I just treated people badly and was demanding, and it was perfect. So you can do that here, okay, Amy?
Confidence is key, right?
That's exactly. Fake it till you make it. All right, so what is the song you want to go back to?
The Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns.
Ooh, a lovely song and a great message.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a classic. It's actually from 2003, and that was the year that was 18 years ago,
wow.
Wally. Crazy to think. That was the year that young 18-year-old Betty Rock graduated from high school.
What?
Yes.
From high school?
Yes.
Me
from
too.
High school. Oh, you too, Amy. Oh, look at us. And also, it was the year that Keiko, who played the orca in Free Willy,
yes.
passed away.
Oh, well, that got sad.
Aww. Isn't it sad?
For a brief moment, I was happy. I'm like, oh, yes, orca news. I love it.
No.
Oh, they're dead.
Well, but he flew through the air in Free Willy. It was
that
a
was
big
all,
deal.
That was all, like, graphics. He died in a pin in a tank.
What?
Yes, he died. He wasn't really free. That was a movie.
Amy.
He died in a tank.
Amy, why would you bring us to this year? It's terrible.
This got bad quick.
Yeah, it did, actually. So why are we picking Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns?
Well, like she said, that was the year I graduated high school. And so I know there was a lot of change and transition ahead. And that was also the year my dad left the country and my parents divorced at a very young age. You're going through all those changes as a senior anyway, and you're looking to the right and to the left, trying to figure out who's got the plan and, you know, feeling a little insecure at times that you don't have it all figured out. You know, the enemy, I think, makes you feel a little fearful, and being able to discern the difference between those two voices. And that song brings out those memories.
And that's exactly it, man. Your feelings can lie to you. I feel this. I feel like I'm not loved. I feel like I'm not enough. And that can be the lie. And that's why the truth, the voice of truth, and who God says you are is so vital. And this song is filled with it. And it's a great reminder for all of us, whether we're in high school, college, or even old like me. you know, so it's a great choice. I love it, Amy. So here you go. All the way back to 2003. It's Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns for Amy today. On Flashback Friday.
Thank you, Ollie.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat and then onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown.
When my daughter was young, she loved putting money in her piggy bank. Hey, it's Wally. And as a kid, there's nothing better than shaking that pig and watching money fall out. Did you know that as an adult, you could be holding the biggest piggy bank of your life, your house? Home values are up so much that you can get more out of your home, even if you love it and don't want to sell. Refinancing can lower your monthly house payment, saving you money, or you can do a cash out refinance, which in essence is using your house like a piggy bank and shaking some of the equity out that you have built up. And United Faith Mortgage can help. They are a family of faith-based mortgage experts, and I love founder Ryan's passion for what he does.
Now's the time. Strike while the iron's hot, if you will. Please, I don't like to put pressure on anybody, but I just want to see as many people take advantage of these times as they can.
So if you need some extra coin, see how much money you can shake out of your house now. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
don't
I mean,
quote her on that.
That's
but...
helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein, and they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide 2 chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
News is all faxy and figury. This is more news-ish. Here's Wally.
What you got, Gavin?
So nowadays we have, like, Tesla's got our self-driving cars. We've got more people going to space than ever. You do have factories that have machines that are making all these products instead of people. So the idea of, you know, robots are coming for our jobs.
It's true.
Does not feel like a joke.
I was at a McDonald's the other day and they would not let you order at the counter. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, I swear. Really? I'm not making this up. You could only order at the counter if the kiosk had a problem. If there was something that the kiosk couldn't solve.
So
I'm at the robot ordering, and some other person was just losing their mind on the robot, and they're like, just somebody help me!
I need a human being.
Yeah, so they went to the counter and helped them out. But yeah, the robots are coming for our jobs.
And that even applies to us as DJs. And
no, but we have personalities.
Yeah.
And we're irreplaceable.
Not according to this startup company, artificial... intelligence startup company that's working on...
We have artificial intelligence. We pretend like we know what's going on.
So this company called Wellset is working on AI DJs that mimic radio personalities. So here's a recording of one of their, you know, AI personalities describing, like, vocals.
Okay, let's see.
The human voice is generated when the lungs, the vocal folds within the larynx, and the articulators work in harmony.
Yeah.
The lungs provide the pump.
I mean, it sounds pretty human. It's still a little robot-y, but it doesn't sound like a robot, but it's still not a person.
And we sound human all the time.
We've recorded for years. Oh, man. No, if we need our radio industry does not need robot jocks. We've already got Ryan Seacrest. So we don't, anyone? No?
Ryan Seacrest is not a robot.
Yeah, I think he is.
Unproven.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. But you know what? That's the thing. They've tried this in the past, too. Like, legendary broadcaster Paul Harvey died years ago. He was like a hero of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And because I grew up listening to him. And they toyed around with the idea of, like, taking all the words he had ever used and putting them into artificial intelligence so it would be his voice now still talking.
That's creepy.
Yeah. And so the technology wasn't there at the time to do it, so they just had his son kind of do it because his son sounded like him.
Now, if that happened for you,
yes,
no one could step in your place because you have a daughter. You don't have a son
to take over.
I mean, there is times where you do get pretty high up.
Your daughter could maybe cover for you.
Yeah.
You know what? If you're going to replace me with a robot, though, all you'd have to do is make the robot say, because I'm pretty good at that.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
When it comes to picking a Christmas movie, we can get pretty passionate about what we think is the very best. What do you think is the best?
Oh, without a doubt, hands down, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation with the Bumble and Herbie and the Dentist.
That
and
is a good one, but it's not the best. White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye.
What?
Yes.
No.
I agree with that.
Do you really?
I love it.
Very passionate about it. And if most of your loved ones don't agree with you on what's the best, you may want to consider moving to a different state to find your own kind. And I'm here to help you decide which state is your best fit based on an article I found that tells which movie is most popular in which state.
Can I guess one of these?
That you think made the top?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like New York. Like
one of the states?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you asked that one.
Because I think I know what the movie would be for that one.
What?
I'm guessing Home Alone.
Oh, you are right.
Am I right? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Because it took place in New York City. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So that was my guess.
So if Home Alone is your favorite, you'll want to move to New York, Mississippi, or Illinois. So you've got the pick of the litter.
Okay.
Also, if your favorite holiday flick is Polar Express.
Ah, yes.
That might be your favorite.
Hot chocolate. Hot, 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 hot chocolate.
People in New Mexico. Love that one.
That's Gavin. Do you like this movie, Gavin?
It's one of my top five. I don't know why New Mexico likes it that much, but... Yeah.
People in Arkansas. It's their favorite. That's my people.
Really? Because it's all hot there. And so yeah. People are like, oh, good, I want Polar Express.
But Tennessee also said this was their most favorite.
This was one that had to grow on me. I had to watch it, like, twice. I mean, the second time I watched it, I teared up.
It's okay.
I did when he sees
it's
the bell.
It's just a little freaky with how the animation goes.
It is a little freaky.
And the little dolls. Anyway, and if you're a big fan of Will Ferrell's Elf.
Oh, yes and yes.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
We watch this every year when we put up our Christmas tree, my daughter and I, and she quotes it almost word for word. And I'm decent at it. She's a master at it. My wife sat there and just listened to us go back and forth with each line as it was coming up.
Well, if that's your favorite, and it sounds like it is your daughter, and this is good to know, okay, she should move to Florida.
Oh, that's Florida, and she's moving to Florida. She's going to be fine. Oh, good.
It's going to be fine. Elf is popular in Florida, Alabama, and Wisconsin.
Oh, that is great. Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? I love that so much.
He's an angry elf.
Call me Elf one more time. All right. Well, there you go. There are your states that you can move to find your people. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Got a chance for you to win a prize as we do Famous Ages, the Christmas edition. This is where we try to stump each other with the ages of well-known people and celebrities. But these all are people that have to do with Christmas, okay? And now your job is to make sure you're listening for when the actual age is revealed. You're going to have to add them all together. So I'm going to start this one off because it just seems fitting that I went with an obvious one that I was hoping you guys would think was so obvious you would stay away from it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going with the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey. How old is one Miss Mariah Carey? What do you think, Betty Lou?
I think she's had a lot of work done, okay. So she's going to fool you.
I think you're jealous.
No, I'm going to say 48.
48. Okay, Gavin.
All right. It's tough because I Googled this earlier today. I'm between two numbers, and I'm
You don't remember what you Googled.
Try and get it right on the money,
Gavin. Come
on. I know,
I'd love to do this. I don't think I've won this game before. I'm going to say 52.
Okay.
Even Googling and even cheating, you are wrong.
I figured, okay.
What was your other number?
It was 51.
51 was right.
Oh,
so you're one off because you tried to get golf scores here. You're one off, and Betty Rock is three off right now. Okay, so let's go. Gavin, since you are in the hot seat here, you're in the lead. Let's go with yours next.
Okay, so the first Christmas movie I watched this year was Home Alone, so I went with a Home Alone character, but I didn't go with... Macaulay Culkin or whatever his name
Culkin.
Kevin's older brother, Buzz.
Hey, remember, there was an older brother in that movie? It was all about Macaulay Culkin to me.
He was like the mean brother who like ate his pizza and
I don't even
all this
remember
stuff.
That guy.
But it's his name, the actor's name is Devin Rattray.
Oh my goodness.
Or
okay.
Rattray.
Well,
I don't know.
Gavin is like really, maybe he has been smart here and assured himself of victory. So you got to figure.
I'm going to go with 46.
Okay. Oh, man. I don't remember when this came out. Wasn't it in the 80s, the movie?
Come on. 3, 2, 1.
I'm going to go with 47.
I
hadn't had a chance to write mine down. You should have said.
Okay. You guys are just. Pretty close, which is kind of annoying. He's only 44.
You're closer than me, Rock. Okay. All right. There you go. That's two rounds. We got one more round. And again, you're going to want to be paying attention because when we reveal the actual ages, you're going to add them all together because we still have Lady Rocks to go. And when we do that, you can win a prize here in 15 minutes on The Wally Show. Betty Rock, your turn now. Who are you putting up?
So while Wally, you went with a big singing Christmas star, and Gavin went with a movie star.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Yeah, what else?
I also went with a movie star, but from a Christmas film that was only aired on the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, you're
Why would you do that?
It's a Christmas movie.
Oh, you're the worst.
The movie is called Last Stop Christmas.
Oh, I've seen this one.
Oh, dang it.
No, I'm just kidding.
The actor that we're going to go with is Christopher Lloyd.
It's
Christmas without a little magic.
Next Stop Christmas, part of Countdown to Christmas.
Okay.
On Hallmark.
Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's who that is?
Yes.
You shouldn't have said anything, Molly.
Oh, nuts. But he doesn't know which character. He doesn't know which character.
Okay.
Christopher Lloyd. All right. I'm trying to picture him.
Now, Gavin is in the lead, but will he stay in the lead?
No.
Okay, I've got my guess down, so we'll go with Gavin, you first. What is it, since you're in the lead?
All right, sounded like an old name.
Yeah.
So I went with 77.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Christopher Lloyd. Okay, first, let's just point out that this Generation Z person thinks Christopher Lloyd sounds old, and that 77 is old. Yes, given it is, I mean,
it is old,
but it's not ancient.
No.
53, and 77 sounds old to me.
Yeah, 24 years. From your,
I don't know.
Oh, now that does not sound old. Now that sounds terrifyingly close.
What'd you say, Sonny?
I went with 78,
oh,
actually.
Good.
Oh,
that's good news for Gavin. He could win this thing.
Oh,
all right,
please.
So.
Well, neither of you are in the right decade.
I was going to say 80 at first.
But are we close?
He's actually.
Come on.
83.
Oh,
that's going to be enough.
Is that enough for Gavin to hold out?
Let me see.
Let's
no,
see.
I don't
hold on.
Think
He's
so.
Plugging the numbers
plug,
in.
Plug and chug.
And.
Betty!
Oh, I win!
Betty wins by
yes!
2 points. Congratulations.
Doesn't matter. I won.
All right. So now, if you were listening, you heard the first one.
Next up, winners.
Christopher
Phil.
Lloyd was 80. Wait, how old was he again? 83 years old. So Christopher Lloyd, 83 years old. Add that to the other two people, and you can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Cindy, how are you today?
I am excellent, thanks.
Well, did you listen to both of our Famous Ages segments?
I did listen to both of them, and I came up with 178.
178. Okay, that is the combined actual ages of Mariah Carey, Devin Rattray, or Rattray, like Gavin picked the brother from Home Alone, which was a good pick because that was hard. And then Christopher Lloyd. Betty Rock, you've done some calculating here. Is Cindy correct?
Cindy, you are absolutely right!
Yay! And I congratulate Betty on her win.
Oh, thank you! Not necessary, but okay.
No, it's needed. And the crowd goes wild.
So, Cindy, was there anybody on the list that surprised you?
I'm with you, Wally. I did not remember the brother.
Okay.
I only remember Kevin.
So, okay, now what we like to do is, based on a little information, try to guess your age now. So I'm going to ask you a question. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
I'm going to go way old school and pick Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay. Now, was this in color? I think Miracle on 34th is color.
No.
It's black and white?
Yes.
It was black and white.
Oh, wow. But you could be an old soul like Betty, because Betty loves this kind of stuff, and she's 36 years young.
Yeah. To me, Cindy sounds like she's around your age, Wally. So I'm going to say that she's maybe a little bit older, maybe 54, 55.
Wow. I pegged her for younger than me.
Oh, okay.
Because she sounds so spry and vibrant. I'm going to still go with 47 is how old I think Cindy is. So, Cindy, Famous Ages style, tell us, who is closer, Betty Rock or myself?
I am 58.
Oh!
I was closer!
You were so close,
I was closer!
Rock. You're on fire today!
Woo!
Betty needs to go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, she does. Well, congratulations, Cindy. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. You're a winner, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you have not finished your Christmas shopping and you know someone who is a fan of Way FM, we might have a solution and a perfect gift. A little bit of Way FM gear, okay?
That's right.
Modeled
by yours truly.
Well, not all of yours truly. I just went there to the store, and there is Becca and Joy on the front page looking radiant. And who else from our show do you think made the front page?
Gavin?
Gavin!
Oh, no way!
Gavin is a male model, apparently.
They said it couldn't be done.
I know, and they were wrong.
Also, too, it's interesting that you and I didn't make the cut, Wally, because you know how they say haters gonna hate?
I know.
They hate beauty.
Well, that's exactly it. I think that here's the thing. This is my takeaway on it, and you could probably find comfort in this as well. The products need to stand out. So that's why you put the products on less than good-looking people.
You nailed it right on the head. Yes, yeah, that's so true, because we outshone the awesome product.
I'm right here.
Like, yeah, sorry. But you're rocking
that
hat.
Sorry, we didn't see you.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, the cool thing is, though, too, if you are getting some of these things, like say you get a hat that Gavin is modeling so beautifully, or the new hoodie that says uplifting down the arm there, you can actually at the same time help out Your Way FM, because when you buy these products, you're also supporting the ministry that happens here every day, you know, which is kind of a cool thing. So you can get something and give a little bit of hope too. And you can also get a special deal right now.
Yes, you can.
All you have to do is text the word STORE to 91979. Thanks for the help there, Rock. Text the word STORE to 91979. Not always. And you'll get a 15% discount
15%?
As well. That's what I said. I'm not making up. So Merry Christmas. Again, just text the word STORE to 91979.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.